While there are now many women in positions of power in both national and local government, things can still be messier and more complicated behind the scenes than perhaps we'd like them to be. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new powerful memoirs about some of the unique challenges women face in the world of politics and power. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. I was initially a little reluctant to pick up One Way Back, the memoir of Christine Blasey Ford, the woman who testified against Brett Kavanaugh during his Supreme Court confirmation hearings. Now, I'm really glad I did, both for the opportunity to get to know the person behind the headlines and the ruckus, and also because what she has to say is even more horrifying than what we already know, and quite honestly, I think we owe her the chance to tell the rest of the story. Ford looked like a business exec or a lawyer in her blue suit that she wore to the hearings, but that's the only time in her life she ever wore such a thing or gave such an impression. She's a surfer, a scientist, a Metallica fan, a makeup-free, hoodie-wearing California mother of two boys. Though she grew up in D.C., she fled its uptight, highly politicized culture as soon as she could, finding her spiritual home on the West Coast in her college years. When Ford decided it was her civic duty to share the long-ago experience she'd had with Kavanaugh, she had no idea what she was getting into, unleashing a reign of terror in her life, as well as that of her husband and two sons. The fury this woman incited by coming forward represents a more disturbing, misogynistic, and insane angle on who we are as a people than I would ever have imagined. Along with the avalanche of threats and hate came an almost equally disturbing tidal wave of gratitude from tens of thousands of abuse survivors who reached out to tell their own stories and thank her. While it's not much of a silver lining in the face of all this, she does have one of the best stories about Oprah Winfrey that I've ever heard. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is also a victim of sexual assault, as she reveals in her kick-ass memoir, True Gretch, What I've Learned About Life, Leadership, and Everything in Between. Whitmer was raped in college, which she first spoke of publicly on the floor of the Michigan legislature as part of the fight for reproductive rights. That's one of many inspiring moments in this memoir, which I strongly recommend listening to in audio. It's less than 3.5 hours long, upbeat, lively, and full of good advice. Like Christine Blasey Ford, Whitmer has been living for years in a world of death threats and kidnapping plots. You may recall the foiled attempts against her and her husband during COVID, reactions to her attempt to enforce mask wearing and other precautions. But whether it's a gunfight or a knife fight, Big Gretch always brings a sense of humor, as well as 24-hour security. Her upbeat techniques for dealing with adversity are laid out in chapters titled Don't Let the Bullies Get You Down, Run Toward the Fire, and Never Give Up. Whitmer's Michigander accent isn't too different from the parody version Cecily Strong delivered on Saturday Night Live, and that clip is included here, along with other live audio from her historic career. Perhaps a two-woman ticket might have been too much this time around, but reading this memoir made me really excited that she is part of our future.
The books are One Way Back by Christine Blasey Ford and True Gretch by Gretchen Whitmer. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.